This is Partners, a DCU Young Justice Cartoon Universe fanfic written by Hearts Logos and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG and contains the pairing Tim Drake, Roy Harper, with additional tags for Alternate Universe Canon Divergence, Alternate Universe Evil, Alternate Universe Young Justice Season 2. Tim Drake was going to find a Robin. He found Jason Todd. Original recipe, Roy Harper. Author's notes. For Archer Kink. 3 out of 5 AUs for Ren. This is the evil villain AU. I hope you like it. When Roy is shepherded away to meet up with the rest of the lights. Oh God, he's working for the light. How far the mighty have fucking plummeted. Proteges. He isn't expecting much. Sure, there's that kid, Icicle something, and Calderam. That was a surprise. The Terror Twins, someone called Tigress. And, apparently, a newbie joining today, just like Roy. A member of the League of Assassins. Roy is shown to his room when he's at the temporary base, and told that he can go where he likes. Of course, it goes unmentioned that they'll be watching his every fucking breath, or any sign of something worth killing him over. It's not like he has anywhere to go, so he just sits there and tries not to think about how he was replaced by his fucking clone, and how much his arm hurts. Tigress comes to tell him that the other new kid is here. Come meet him. Roy doesn't know what he was expecting. But a toothpick of a kid definitely wasn't it. New Kid is just a little shorter than Roy, but he's all skinny limbs and lowered eyes and fidgeting fingers, shifting weight and darted glances toward the white ghost standing at his side. The white ghost clears his throat. This is the Master's pupil. He is to join you and observe until the Master sees fit. The Terror Twins sneer. The boy, the one who looks dumb as a bag of fucking bricks, laughs. It's a laugh that makes Roy want to put an arrow in his throat. But those aren't generally thoughts you're supposed to have with your new team. At least, not thoughts you act on. So Roy just folds his arms, sets his jaw, and waits for the hazing to be over. When he arrived earlier this morning, Icicle tried it, and Roy ended it. Roy smirks at the memory. So, this little pipsqueak is supposed to keep up with us? I could snap him and... New Kid glances up at White Ghost, who just nods. Then New Kid moves. Every single movement is fluid, precise, and done without a single eye blink of his wide blue eyes. He has Tommy Terror face down on the floor with a knife pressed to the base of his skull within a minute. And when Tuppence goes in, with a snarl on her lips, he has a bow staff flicked out and pressed just against the soft part underneath her chin, eyes focused on her jumping pulse point. White Ghost snaps his fingers. A new kid flicks his staff down. The knife disappears, and he's, once again, curling in on himself, eyes glued to the floor, teeth tugging at his bottom lip. Roy likes him already. So, what's New Kid's name? Roy asks. Because he's not going to call New Kid forever. That'd be all sorts of stupid, and probably demeaning to the kid's already pretty poor self-confidence. New Kid's eyes flicker up to the white ghosts, and he shifts his weight, holding eye contact. Can New Kid talk? Tigress asks. Not mean, but... New Kid hasn't exactly made any sound during this short little meet and greet. White Ghost gives a single incline of his head. The Master will permit it. And New Kid faces Calderam, bows, then turns and bows to Tigress as well. I'm called X, ma'am. Tigress makes a sound like she's choking on either her own spit or perhaps outrage at being called ma'am. She isn't that old. If Roy hadn't been fridged, he'd be older. X straightens up, raises his black gloved hand. He's dressed all in black, except for a dark gray utility belt around his slender hips, and pulls his full face cowl over his head, voice changing as he continues.
Red X.
Red X's room is right next to Roy's. He guesses that they're lumping the safety hazards together. Whatever. Either way, Roy likes him a lot better than anyone else here. Hard not to like someone who can take down the Terror Twins. X is quiet as he glides his way through the halls, ninja training and all that. Roy runs into him as they're heading out for a mission briefing. Or, well, crime briefing, whatever. X's mask is down, but he has a long cape draped over his shoulders. Black, with a gray underside. The only splash of color on him is the mask, limp and hanging down the base of his neck. The other teenager eyes him warily, blue eyes sharp and intense, before he looks down and stands aside for Roy to keep walking. Roy snorts. Come on, don't want to piss the bad guys off. He tilts his head and starts walking. X doesn't look up to meet his eyes once. Just walks behind him, slightly to his left. Just far enough that it'd be a little bit of a stretch to hit him with the mechanical arm. Smart kid. Roy used to be a smart kid. He's mildly surprised when they pair him with X. Poor tactical move, in his opinion. Putting the two new, untested, and least trustworthy members together without a senior member to watch them? If Roy was a traitor or a double agent, that'd be a fucking big loophole. Just knock the other kid out and go. X seems to be thinking the same, because he side-eyes Roy, lips tightening at the corners. That's the most expression he's gotten out of the kid. Fantastic. Roy just smiles. He doesn't know if he means it to be disarming or threatening, but X seems to relax. Roy doesn't know what it says about either of them that X relaxes when Roy smiles. Either way, Roy holds out his mechanical hand. Promise not to kill you if you don't kill me. X pulls his cowl over his face. A white skull and a red X, the only splashes of color on him. And the voice synthesizer either makes him sound more confident than he really is, or makes him feel confident enough to sound different, because he grasps Roy's forearm, fingers pressing down over a sort of delicate panel of circuitry, hard enough to warn.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Is that supposed to be some kind of message, partner? Red X tilts his head.
Whatever you want to take it as, partner.
So what? You're not allowed to make eye contact unless your master says so? Roy says, on the ride over to the drop-off point. X has his cowl in his hands and is inspecting something in the lenses. Roy has been trying to get X to look him in the eye for the past 15 minutes.
What do you mean?
You didn't talk until the white ghost said you had permission to.
Ah, you mean Ra's al Ghul.
Roy, oddly enough, hasn't heard any of Ra's al Ghul's shadows say his name in such a banal manner before. Usually it's said in a sort of reverent tone that beforehand Roy had always associated with fanatics.
Yeah, I mean, Master of the Shadows, right?
X blinks, tilts his head, raises his eyes to Roy's, and smiles. I think you misunderstand. Ra's al Ghul is my teacher, my sensei. But he is not my master.
Who is then?
Roy narrows his eyes, checking his spare magazines in his holsters, eyes on X's hands as he puts his cowl back on.
If he doesn't kill you,
X answers,
he makes you stronger.
Their first mission goes off without a single damn hitch. Roy is sort of starting to get why the light keeps pairing him up with Red X. For one thing, Arsenal has high visibility. Explosions and guns and bullets and grenades. Red. Lots of red. Yelling and cursing and anger issues. Roy isn't stupid. He knows how he appears to people, okay? Half the time anyone else paired with him can't hope to keep up. Not without some decent burns and some sensitive places, at least. And that's getting off lightly. Icicle Jr. will never look at Roy without stepping back and flinching. Ever. Roy made sure of that when he set Icicle's car on fire. In contrast, Red X is, in a word, invisible. Literally, it's some sort of high-tech fibers in his suit, but at the flip of a switch, he can blend into the background. Roy has to turn his domino to thermal to see him. And even then, it's hard. The cape has some sort of blocking device or something. X is also quiet. Deadly quiet. If there's something Roy has learned when working with X, it's when he's completely still that you should start worrying. Because then he's not just paying attention, because X is always paying attention to every little detail. He's actively plotting someone's demise. X is good at staying still, holding still like a fucking statue for hours without making a single peep, then bursting out into action in flurries of weapons that Roy has no idea where he gets. X's suit also comes with some teleporting device, Xenothium. It's not that Roy doesn't blow things up or break things when he works with X. He does. If anything, he does more of that because X knows how to get out of the way. It's just that X can teleport away with whatever it is they stole or needed to get before getting hurt in the process. X doesn't restrain him. Doesn't try to tell him what to do. Just gently reminds him that they're on a schedule and have a concrete goal aside from destroy. He waits, somewhat patiently, for Roy to finish torching whatever it is he's gotten his sights set on, then teleports a few feet away with the toss of his head. After their third mission together, Roy holds out his fist, other hand bringing X's hand up and bumping their knuckles together. Didn't kill you. X lets out a cut-off snicker, looks somewhat mortified at the idea of laughing at Roy. Roy just smiles. X shuffles in place a bit before relaxing and answering. but did you make me stronger? Sometimes White Ghost or other members of the League will drop by and check on X. They take X aside into one of the smaller rooms, or bring him to the training room, which usually ends up with blood or bodily fluids, and in one memorable case of a fight between Tuppence and Tigress, teeth. And have him perform. Basically, like he's a fucking show pony. They have X run through routines or rattle off reports. It always ends with whoever it is nodding and saying, "The master is pleased with your progress." X only answers, "It is an honor to be under teacher's tutelage." He never says master. X paces around the mats, cape and cowl folded on a bench, utility belt carefully placed next to them with his gloves. He tilts his head at Roy. Cocks a slender eyebrow. Roy grins. "You sure you want to try me, whelp?" X blinks, innocent and a complete lie, then bounces a little on the balls of his feet, falling into a ready stance. Royce smiles. Feral, and a lingering itch underneath his skin. Unless you don't think you can keep up, geezer. More often than not, Roy and X end up spending most of their time together. Roy learns that X is from Gotham. Or around there, anyway. But he's been training with Ra's al Ghul for about 2-3 years, give or take. Ra's trains him in tactics and weaponry. Fighting and diplomacy. Classics and history unwritten. He's learned from several teachers. Deathstroke and Shiva, Kingsnake and Dukard, to name a few. But that is all because of the one person he considers his master. His real teacher and mentor. So, your mentor just ships you off to others, wishes you good luck, then expects you to make it back to them? X nods. I wouldn't be worth his faith if I wasn't able to. He doesn't even send in a good word for you? More often than not, he sends in bribes so that they don't take me on. X wrinkles his nose. It's actually pretty cute. Like a squirrel. A squirrel that knows how to kill a person with his fingertips. He's an asshole like that. You'd like him. Mostly because you're an ass too, but... X waves a hand. Don't you ever worry that he'd have, you know, replaced you or something? X flashes him a smile, bright and ridiculously happy. He'd never do that to me. Roy envies his faith. How do you know? I just do. Roy learns that X has a thing for Star Trek, and that he always ends up arguing with his mentor over which is better, Star Wars or Star Trek. X is also very deprived, because ever since he's been apprenticed to Ra's al Ghul, he hasn't exactly had access to current pop culture. Unless he smuggled it in or something. So when Roy suggested they play a game of Portal, X practically lights up like a Christmas tree. After a while, Roy gets comfortable enough around X that he will occasionally bitch about Ollie or his clone, or his arm, and how it always fucking hurts. When they go on missions against Roy's old friends, he trusts X to have his back. Keep him from going in too deep, getting too far away and doing something dumb. He trusts X to say, stop, and let's go. And more important than that, he trusts X to let him do what he has to do. And after a bit longer, X finally convinces Roy to let him take a look at it. X makes a face. If I can calibrate a suit to teleport me and all my internal organs intact at a moment's notice, I think I can at least look at your arm without causing any damage. Roy doesn't say anything. But after X does some work on his arm, it hurts a lot less. X smiles at him and tells him not to worry about arthritis. Ass. For all that X is a sassy little asshole around Roy, he clams up and turns into this fidgety ball of nerves whenever anyone else is around. Or conversely, he turns into a wallflower that still manages to exude an aura of touch me and I'll break your spine when any of the big names are around. Roy isn't sure which is worse, but either way... Roy takes X aside one day, after a particularly bad one-sided smackdown from Vandal Savage, to X's apparent ability to be mute and submissive. Seriously, dude, you aren't helping your case by playing hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. They'd probably lay off your case if you just bite. X just gives Roy a look. And Roy is becoming a master of reading X's expressions, even with the cowl on.
Perhaps I don't want them to trust me.
Roy stares at him, incredulous. Dude!
Ra's al Ghul is not my master. The only reason I'm here is because Ra's thinks it would be a good training experience. But I'm not here as a gesture of good faith, Arsenal.
X pries Roy's fingers off his upper arm.
And the moment it's decided that being here is no longer useful, well, you'll see.
X smiles, enigmatic and fucking beautiful in a way that promises all sorts of violence and bloody, bloody vengeance for all the verbal beatdowns he's been put through.
You're not the only one with a penchant for chemical explosives, you know.
Roy tries not to think about X's statement, but sometimes his eyes will drift over, and we'll see X giving various members of the Light these looks, considering looks. He's very, very still. Roy meets X's eyes through the cowl, and later X whispers,
"What doesn't kill you makes you stronger."
It feels like a countdown. One night, after a particularly bad argument between the Terror Twins, Icicle, and Roy, in which Roy was telling them to shut the fuck up and leave X alone, X slides into Roy's room, soundless and blank-faced. He perches on the edge of Roy's bed. "Soon," X whispers, hand just next to Roy's. "It's going to be soon." Roy swallows, touches his fingertips to X's wrist. "I won't kill you if you don't kill me." X turns to him, blue eyes glittering in the low lights of the room. "You make me stronger." Roy doesn't get to ask what that means, because really, it should be the other way around. Because X leans over and presses his lips against Roy's. A simple touch, and then X is standing, about to walk away. Roy sits up, pulls X back onto the bed, and takes X's head in his hands and kisses him. Hard. Their teeth bump, and it's a little painful. Roy tastes a little blood. X's, he realizes later, from one of the open wounds from their latest mission, on the top of his lip that is sure to scar later. And X freezes up for a second before kissing back. "Don't do anything stupid, X," Roy finally settles on saying. X's eyes are intense where they focus on Roy. He doesn't exactly smile, but he brushes their lips together one more time and whispers, "Tim." And then he's gone. When Roy wanders out of his room the next morning, X, Tim, is still there. They don't talk about it, but Roy knows. Their fingers brush as X makes his way to the training room. Roy has to resist the urge to go after him. He imagines he can still taste Tim's blood in his mouth. It's a week later when the showdown between the Light and the Reach hits its inevitable conclusion. X gravitates towards Ra's al Ghul's side, and Roy isn't surprised when Tigress's reveal as Artemis is Tim's invisible signal. Tim launches a throwing star at Deathstroke, who turns out to be Miss Martian. Considering the fact that Tim's trained under Deathstroke, Roy guesses he'd know the difference. Just as everything starts to fall apart, and Black Beetle is about to stab Ra's al Ghul in the back, Tim teleports the man away, deposits him near the White Ghost, and opens his cape to reveal a blinking red circle on his utility belt.
"Consider this my mentor's payment. Our debts are paid, Ra's," Tim says,
teleporting to Roy's side and grabbing his arm. There's a loud boom, and parts of the underground area begin to collapse. Roy looks at Tim out of the corner of his eye, feels Tim's arms wrap around him, and then the sickening lurch of what has to be a teleport.
If he doesn't kill you, he'll make you stronger,
Tim whispers in his ear.
And I won't let him kill you.
When Roy can see clearly again, Tim's teleported them to some sort of squat in a city. He can hear sirens outside the windows. There is a man sitting on a sofa, boots propped up on a coffee table. Roy, Tim says, peeling his cowl off. This is my mentor, Jason Todd, the Red Hood. Roy's eyes narrow as he takes in the older, well, around the same age, maybe a little bit younger. Depends on whether someone is considering Roy's physical or biological age or whatever. Man. There are at least 4 guns on him, maybe 2 or 3 extra magazines, and a crease. There's also an AK-47 on the floor next to him. You tell the old man we're squared? Todd asks, eyes on Roy, but obviously talking to Tim. Yes, Jace. Good. Todd nods, jerks his head toward the depths of the room. Shower, eat, report. His green eyes narrow. And you better have a good reason for bringing a friend. Your suit isn't meant for that kind of teleportation. Tim squeezes Roy's hand. Don't kill him. Todd's lips twitch up before he grunts. Don't tell me what to do, runt. Get. Tim walks off, unclasping his cape as he goes, and shoots Roy one last look. Roy watches him go, then snaps his eyes onto Todd. So, you got any idea why the runt brought you here? I don't know why he does anything, Roy replies, considers going for his gas bombs. Wonders if they'd work. But then again, Tim's here too, so. Todd gives him a once-over. You're Harper, right? The first one? The real one, Roy corrects. From what he remembers, he did some research into his old colleagues. Jason Todd was the second Robin for a while. Until he died. For some reason, X thinks that I'd like you. Says we're both assholes. Todd smirks. I'm fucking charming. I don't know what sort of bullshit that Brad is talking about. Yeah, sure. That's why you're palming that throwing knife and looking at my jugular. Wow, such great manners. Roy drawls. Says the one who's marking the room's structural defects. Todd stands, holds a hand out. If Tim trusts you, you can't be too bad. Welcome to the Bad Boys Club. Call me Jason. Roy eyes his hand for a moment before grasping it. Thanks. Roy is fine. So, since you don't look like you're going to kill me, is this the part where I guess you make me stronger? Jason grins, sharp and a little unnerving. I think I'm going to like you. Depends. What are your feelings on hollow point bullets? When Tim emerges, dressed in a pair of sweatpants and a loose t-shirt, towel over his head, he finds them arguing over the finer points of oil versus gas explosions. So, you're getting along? Tim hazards, perching on the sofa's armrest. Like a house on fire, kid, Jason drawls, reaching over and ruffling Tim's hair. Oh, good, Tim says, ducking out from under Jason's hand to Roy's side and gives him a peck on the cheek. I always wanted my boyfriend and my brother to get along. He then slips off to, from the sounds of a refrigerator opening, what Roy presumes to be the kitchen. Jason freezes, and Roy now knows where Tim gets it from.
the whole stop moving and turn into a living statue before shit goes down thing. Jason narrows his eyes at Roy and hisses, "Have you touched my brother?" Roy mentally thanks Tim for shooting down his chances of survival, then asks, "I don't suppose it makes you want to kill me any less if I say he touched me first, right?" Tim stops them before they really get into it, and gives them both these looks of utter disappointment before handing them both ice packs. Jason is going to have one hell of a shiner tomorrow, and Roy, well, Roy probably isn't going to be using his wrist for a while. "Honestly, this is why Cass moved out, Jace," Tim says, pulling out a first aid kit and taking Roy's hand in his. "You and your overprotective tendencies." "Who's Cass?" Jason shoots Roy a feral grin. "My little sister. Tim's overprotective sister." He huffs, leans back, smiling like a fucking lunatic, even as Tim rubs Roy's knee. "Wait till I tell her about this, brat. Just wait. Don't worry, she won't kill you. Maybe. Just a little?" Tim grimaces, when Roy bitch faces at him. Tim shrugs and gives him a hesitant smile. "But on the upside, she'll make you a lot stronger." The end.